Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now at the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalad Amud Bet of Masechet Sanhedrin in the sixth parak, continuing to look at the details of Skila. This is the beginning of the fourth Mishnah. It's broken up into several parts. Hayarachok Beit HaSkila Arba Amot. When the convict was four Amot away from the Beit HaSkila, Mafshitin Oto Et Begadav. They would take his clothes off of him. We'll see why. They would clothe him with something in front of him to cover his nakedness. Rabbi Yehuda says, and a woman, they would give her something in front and in back in the genital area. Chachamim disagreed and said that a man is indeed stone naked, but not a woman. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, let's see what this is about. Ha'ish mechasinotom perk achad mfanav, isha shnei prakim. Rabbi Yehuda says, the bag basically we saw in the Mishnah, except for one addition, that both the front and back on a woman are considered erva, so they're both covered up. There we go. What's the Rabbanan's reason for disagreeing? Amakra, vragmu oto. As we saw earlier, they stone him, my oto. What does that mean? In them, oto v'lota, you think they only stone a man? In the context of Avodah Zarah, either the man or the woman is killed. Elamai oto, meaning oto beloch suto. Oto means he and his body, and that's it. Ha'ota b'chsuta, but she isn't disrobed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, oto beloch suto, meaning loshna ish v'loshna isha. A convict is stoned naked, except for the erva that is covered up. Now, l'memer d'rabbanon chayishli yuhura, Rabbi Yehuda lo chayishli yuhura, it sounds like Rabbanan are concerned that the onlookers will have lascivious thoughts, and Rabbi Yehuda does not care about that. We have the exact opposite positions in Sota. The Kohen holds her clothes. This is when the Sota is about to go through the ritual, hasn't yet drunk. If they get ripped or shredded, then they are. Until her chest is uncovered, then he undoes her hair. If she was attractive, they wouldn't uncover the chest. If her hair was pretty, they wouldn't uncover that. And Rabbanan disagreed, obviously. So Amar Rabba, let's see how we reconcile. There, the reason in Sota for Yehuda's position is she might end up being innocent. Then she'll be harassed by all these young men who saw her naked. Hacha hamiktala. Here, she's dying. So you think maybe they're going to start harassing another woman because they saw her? That Yetzara only affects you about somebody that you actually have seen, not because they're similar. All right, so that reconciles that problem. So Rava turns around and says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Kach, Rabbi Yehuda Kach, you only solved a contradiction within Rabbi Yehuda. What about Rabbanan, who in our case say we don't strip her, and there in Sota we say we do? Your answer for Yehuda was fine. We resolve the contradiction with Rabbanan as follows. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vinivasru kol anashim lo tasana kezimatchena. This is in the Mishnah and Sota. They were concerned that all the women come and see this woman be debased as a Sota, and that will deter them from doing something so bad. So, hacha, imecha yisur gadol mizavet. Here she's dying. There's nothing worse than that. So you don't have to add it on. And so you think that maybe we should do both strip her and kill her. It's interesting that the pasuk that that Rabbi Kiva said was the Klal Gadol Torah is learned in almost every drasha and chazal as being about doing a humane execution, brolo mitayafa, which means you have to kill her. You kill her. You don't degrade her further. So maybe Rav Nachman's drush about Haftal Recha Kamocha is really Machloket Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, and that Rabbi Yehuda says that we don't do that, we degrade her further. So look, the Chuli Amit Lud Rav Nachman, everybody agrees with that. The question is, what's the most humane way to kill? A person is more concerned with their dignity than their personal comfort, which means I'd rather be dressed even though the death may take longer, because I won't be as exposed. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a person would rather die quicker than to die with the dignity of having clothes on, and that's why this is Rabbanan, that's why we keep her clothes on. Okay. That Rabbi Yehuda said, I'd rather die quicker, that's why we strip her. Okay. The next piece of the Mishnah is, Beitas Gilaya Gavoa Shtei Komot. It was two stories high. Story, we'll see, means a person's height. Meaning that was how high they constructed it. Echad min ha'edim dochfo amotnav. So one of the edim comes and pushes the guy off of the this ledge on his back. Nafach halibo, if he turned around somehow, hofcho amotnav, they turn him around so that when he falls, he's lying down on his face. V'imetba, if he died with that fall, yatsa. That's fine, that's skila. V'imlav, ashinino telta evan, no alibo. If not, then the person takes the rock, the other aid takes the rock, and casts it down on his chest. V'imetba yatsa. If one rock killed him, fine. V'imlav, rikimato b'chol Yisrael. Then all of Am Yisrael comes, whoever is present, and they add. Shemar yadidim tiyavor v'shanavya, let me tell you, yad kol am b'chonah. The pasuk clearly says, the aidim first, then the rest of the people. Now, Tana, let's see, the Koma Shalo. Remember, there's also his height. Harekan Shalosh. Umibayin and Kulehai, since when do you need so high to kill somebody? Or Minu, Ma Borshu, Kedel Hamid, Aswa Tvachim. What's the shear of a boar that's enough to kill? 10 Tvachim. I've called Kedel Hamid, Aswa Tvachim. So that's the shear. What's a boar, or a dot, or Nidbach, whatever it is, 10 Tvachim height is enough to kill. Haravua, Amar Karav, Haftal Rechakamocha. Again, Boror Lomita Yafa. Meaning that if you knock off there, they may be injured, they may suffer a long time. This way, you're for sure to kill, sure to kill them. So, Yachilig Beit Feis, if that's so, go higher and be even sure. The answer is Mishum de Minvil. His body will get all messed up. It'll be disgraceful, and that we don't want. Okay, Achad Min Adim Dochafo. So, he said one of the Adim pushes him off. Tanabar Minayin Shevitchia. How do we know that Skila means that you push somebody off a cliff? Tamil Omar, and this is at Har Sinai, we say an animal or a person will be stoned if they go up to the mountain. O sakoi sakel o yaro yiyare. What's yare? To be thrown. Like sus for achmor, sorry, yara, not rama, but yara is to shoot, to throw. Nayin shebiskila, how do I know that you actually throw stones? Tamil Omar, sakol. Nayin shebiskila vidchia, how do I know that I do both? Tamil Omar, sakoi sakel o yaro yare. You do both. How do I know that it's enough if they've got pushed off and died? You don't have to throw a stone after them. It's enough. How do I know that this applies not just in Har Sinai, but also for generations, meaning afterwards? Right? In any case. So we said, if not, then the Eid HaSheni comes and takes the rock. No, tell what it mean takes. There was a rock ready there. Masui shnei bnei adam that needed two people to lift it up. So how could this one aid pick it up? And then he said he throws it on his chest. He made by yatsa. So how could you do it? Take a look at that. Masui shnei bnei adam. One guy picks it up and throws it on him. Ella demadli la bahadi chavrei. Other people help it and put it on him. You know, to throw. V'shari la'iyu, and he throws it down. So it comes from one person's strength, and it goes in a good direction. V'imlav regimato b'chol Yisrael. What's that? V'atanya me'olam lo shana ba'adam. We said they would never need. The first rock always killed, if the person wasn't dead already. So the answer is, ki kamina David. We never said we did it. De'imitzich la'mi kamina. I'm just saying if we would need it, but it's theoretical. Amamar evan haitasham. They said there was a rock that was ready there. Atanya, chat evan shniskalba, whether the rock you were stoned with, v'chat etchit le'ala, for the tree that you were hanged on, v'chat saif shneragbo, or the sword you were killed with, v'chat sudar shnechanakbo, or the turban that was used to choke you, kulan barinimo, in other words, whatever the weapon of execution is buried with you. So how could the rock be there forever? So lo tzricha de matakne maiti achrini achilufayu, they bring another one, in other words, yes, it's buried with you, and then they prepare another one. So nikbarini mo, how could you do that? In nikbarini mo, the Brita says they're not buried with you. So my papa, my imo itfusato means within the general area, the vicinity of his grave. That's a sugi that we dealt with, you recall, in Nazir, about tfusata hakever. Okay, Amar Shmuel. Nikta'a yad ha'idim. Let's say that the edim became amputated. One of the edim became amputated after the testimony. Patur. Then there's no execution. My time. You need Yad Ha'idim, and you don't have them. What if they were amputees from the get-go? The apostle is Edim? So Shaniyatim are cry Yad Ha'idim, meaning Shaitakvar, meaning that they were people who had Yadayim, and now they don't. Meitevei. So that means that we're reading the text literally and saying Yad Haydi means their hands. So Meitevei Kol Makom She, and not only that, but it has to be done in the exact way that it's described. Kol Makom She Duhu Shnayim V'Yomru Meidim Anu V'Shplonish Nigmar Dinam V'Etin Ploni. Anywhere where you have Edim come and say, we could testify that this guy was convicted in this particular Beit Din, Uponi Ponei Dav, and these are his Edim, Harezi Yareg, you can kill him. Which means you don't need Yad Haidim, they're not even around. So Tirgum HaShmuel Behen Henei Dav. Shmuel said that's when the Edim themselves are there to do it. Umid Ba'in and Krakid Ichtiv, since when do we have to take things so literally? Vatanya Motumat HaMakerot Seachu. We said that somebody who's a murderer has to be killed B'Sayif, Motumat. Ainly El Mitak Tuvabo, all I know is that he can be killed by the proper execution. Nainshim Iyatay Chol Mito Mitak Tuvabo. How do I know if you can't do that? Shatam Mito B'Chol Mita Shatay Chol Mito. How do I know you use anything to kill him? Tamalama Mochuma Tamaket. You kill him in any way. Mikom Makom. So you see that sometimes the Torah provides instruction, and we do it in other ways. So why do you need the hands of the Edim? The answer is Shani Hatam Damakram Mochumat. There it says Mochumat, meaning absolutely kill him. So Veligmar Mine, so why isn't that now the model? And we say always just use whatever's necessary, and even if it's not exactly how it's described, so you get somebody else to push him off. Because that pasuk and the pasuk about Goel Hadam in an inadvertent killing both teach that you do it any way necessary, and that's Shnei Ktuvim. Rotseach Hadam Ran, that's what we already saw. Goel Hadam, what's the pasuk about Goel Hadam? Tanya, Goel Adam yamit tarotzeach b'figo bo. The Goel Adam kills the rotzeach when he encounters him. Mitzvah b'Goel Adam. That's the ideal. Uminayin shim en l'Goel, but if there is no relative of the dead guy, or no relative who can do it, beitin mamidin l'Goel. Beitin appoints somebody. Shinemar b'figo bo, when he encounters him, b'kmikol makom. So you see that in the case of rotzeach, you do it any which way. In the case of Goel Adam, you appoint somebody else. So that's Shnei Ktuvim. So since when don't you need the text to the action to be fulfilled exactly the way the text described? Got none. We had in later on the Masachet in Ben Sor Mora. Hayachad man gidem oileim ochiger osuma chereish and on seven Sor Mora. If one of his parents was an amputee or was mute or was lame or was blind or was deaf, he can't be Ben Sor Mora. Shenemar v'tafsuvo, they have to grab him, v'lo gidmin, people in that hands. V'otzio to, they take him out, v'lo chigrin, they're lame, they can't carry him out. V'amru, right, v'lo ilmin, they can't be mute. V'neinu zeh, they have to point to him, v'lo sumin, they can't be blind. And enu shum emekolein, doesn't listen to us, v'lo chershin. So my time, la'mishon v'in kratach chidichtiv, isn't it because we demand that the instructions be carried out exactly as the Torah describes them? And therefore, if we can't have Shomea B'Koleinu and he can't have Hotzioto, we don't do it. Lo, Shanihatam Nekulei Krayeterahu. The difference is that whole Pasuk, all those words are extra, and therefore they're there to teach you, and in Ben Sor Mora we really have that higher threshold. Toshma, Ein La Rechov, this now goes to Yerani Dachat. It says that you go in the Yerani Dachat, you take it out to the Rechov. If there is no Rechov in the city, Ein La Seit Yerani Dachat, you can't make the city Yerani Dachat, the Rebbe Shmuel. Rekiv Omer, Ein la rechov, sin la rechov. You make a street and then you use it. So ad kam apligel demar sa rechova demikar ba'inan. Their machloket is only they agree you need to do what it says. The only question is what does rechova mean? Rabbi Shmuel says the street that was always there. Mar sa rechova dehashtanami kemikar adami. If you make a street now, there's also a street. Chuliyam minin kradikidichtiv. Everybody agrees you need to do the text exactly like it says. The answer is tanoihi. It's machloket tanaim. In the context of Mitzora, you have to put the blood of the Tzipor on his right earlobe, and his right thumb, and his right big toe. Dinan, ein lo boin yad, boin regal, ozen yamanit, if he doesn't have a right ear, or he doesn't have a right thumb, or he doesn't have a right big toe, then ein lo taro olamit, the Chachamim say, he can never become tahor, he can't do it. You put it on the spot where that thumb would be, or that fit toe would be, or that earlobe would be. Viyotze. Shimon says, no, you put it on the left side. It's on the right side, you put it on the left side. But either way, Rabbi Eliezer says very clearly that you don't have to put it on the thing. So you put it on the next best thing. Shimon also says you put it on the next best thing. So it seems to me a machloket tanaim about whether we have to carry out the instructions of the Torah exactly as the letter as it indicates or an approximation. And of course, without the guidance of Torah Sheval Peh in this, we really have nowhere to go. All right, everybody should have a wonderful day. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah, which is a continuation of Mishnah Daled of the sixth parak.